This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It is clear that Zucker wants his network to stay focused on impeachment and nothing else.
Guns will be the central topic in the 2020 Democratic nomination race today. The Giffords PAC has paired up with MSNBC. They've got a gun town hall in Las Vegas. 10 candidates will be showing up there throughout the day.
I don't care about the MSNBC event, okay? I don't care about them. Let's just stay very focused on impeachment. And everything that happens today. Because look, you're going to be coming on at 3 o'clock. Trump is at 2. All the president's men are part of the cover-up.
That's CNN's Zucker talking about how it's impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And when you know these conversations have now been exposed with the quote-unquote CNN whistleblower that Project Veritas has had behind the scenes, and you hear this conversation and then you look up at a regular basis at CNN and watch the headlines, no matter what the news is, the headline is about one step closer to impeachment every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, okay, I get you.
Isn't there a part of you that sees this Project Veritas stuff, though, and go and kind of shrugs and goes, I kind of already knew that?
Yeah, I think so. But it's
seeing it actually happen.
It's being able to process the information in Zucker's words, as opposed to what you've just assumed to be true. That's a big difference.
That's very true.
Yeah, and you can hold his feet to the fire. That now President Trump has ammunition to say, look, everything I was saying...
Witch hunt.
...is now true.
Yes.
Everything I was saying that you guys were saying, oh, it's just, you know, you're spinning it in your favor. No, actually, we have him saying these things verbatim now.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that I really do... Look at Project Veritas when they announce. I mean, boy, do they make a big thing about something's coming? TikTok. You know, mm-hmm. Gosh, I could do without another TikTok tweet from anybody. And don't tell me to let it sink in. I don't need to slowly let it sink into my thick, dumb skull. I got it the first time. I mean, seriously, it's like the whole idea of let that sink in is so much like. Now, I'm going to blow your mind with some real facts. It's going to take you a while to understand what I'm talking about here because you're just pretty much basic. But I think you just need to let it sink it in.
It's just ridiculous.
Makes me crazy when I see that. Like, I will think, wow, that's a really great point. And then I read, just let that sink in. And I'm like, I hate you. I won't retweet you. I won't talk about it. I can't. Is there anything that you need to let that sink in? Isn't it patronizing? Am I blowing this out of proportion?
No, it's annoying. It's definitely annoying. We've talked about this off air too. It's just like someone be like, mic drop.
All right, we should do an over under on how long it takes Ryan to tell me to let something sink in.
Dude, I'm
just about to have it. He's thinking
for
right
now.
He's
not responding to me because he's going to lay it on me. Like, I was thinking, is it going to be before 2:15 or after 2:15?
I have no big facts to lay down on you. Otherwise, I would have done it right there and I would have said, let that sink in.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Here's one for you.
My skull is too thick and too stubborn and too stupid to let it sink in. It needs to like have a reservation and ring the doorbell, and then maybe I'll arrive at your point that is so brilliant that it took me a really long time to even understand the brilliance of what you were about to say.
I'm taking the conversation somewhere where I just want it to go right now.
It's very selfish.
I saw something laying off on the ground in a parking lot today.
Oh, yeah?
And I realized, I thought, is that a McDonald's like ticket from Monopoly? Remember
those? I love
those?
McDonald's Monopoly.
And I went, I went to go pick it up, and it was just a piece of trash, so I didn't. And I went, oh man, I miss Monopoly so bad. I want them to bring Monopoly back, even though it was all a fraud.
Is it coming back? Or
no, it's not. There's no big mic drop to this. I just was looking up all the facts about it. It's been, I think 2014 was the last time
October.
Yeah, I think so.
5 years since the last McDonald's Monopoly?
What, do you think it was longer?
No, I thought they did it every year.
No. They haven't done this for years because of that big controversy that they were rigging it.
Were they?
Yeah, the people who were putting out Boardwalk knew exactly where it would be, and they'd make sure that a friend of theirs was getting it.
What?
I thought it was at least two years ago. Man.
No. And since then, they've completely discontinued the contest, but I don't even care. I don't care that they were rigging it. I still enjoyed it.
Was there a McDonald's whistleblower? How did we find this out?
Oh, good question.
How did I not know? They did not blow the whistle. No, I'm just sitting here waiting for McDonald's to do Monopoly again.
We're waiting for the mic drop.
No, and it was October that they always did it, which is why I was getting nostalgic right now. I think my internal clock was ticking.
You have an internal clock set to McDonald's Monopoly?
Let that sink in.
Monopoly.
Shut up. Shut up.
TikTok, TikTok.
You keep using the word.
I don't think
it means what you think it means.
The TikTok thing, too. It's like, yeah, we get it. You know something we don't know. But you're going to lay it on us in some nondescript amount of time. Like, I just can't handle it anymore. In the 24/7 news cycle, when shocking things are revealed every day, but we are so inundated with shocking things, we're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish it was McDonald's. It feels like it's McDonald's Monopoly time right now. Something's in the air. October. It's been 5 years, and I thought it was like the McRib, where it just came back twice a year or something, which I will not be trying any McRibs anytime soon.
Oh, you don't like McRib? What?
I've never had a McRib.
Oh, they're great. They're really good, except for the onions.
I'm shocked that you like them.
Come on. Come on. Every day I come in here eating the worst bottom-feeding garbage I can find.
It's true. Have you ever like really researched possums?
Of course I have, Annie.
I'm going to lay some knowledge on you right now. Can we do a possum report? Because you remind me of a possum.
What does that mean?
Do you know much about them?
I mean, I've studied them extensively. That was my major in college with possums.
They're marsupials.
Of course, duh.
They're so very helpful to our like ecosystem because they eat all the trash. They can eat things that have rabies and they don't contract rabies, so they like...
Right, that's like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat things that have rabies and I don't contract rabies.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts don't have rabies.
Katie ate the circus peanut from Ryan, and she bit into it, and she never actually closed her mouth around it. She just turned and pivoted towards the trash can.
She was like
with her mouth open and let it fall out.
She already decided she didn't like it before she ate it, and therefore was like, I don't like beets.
I knew I was going to like the texture, but like I said that day, it tasted like skin.
So can we keep our eye out on this? The St. Louis Blues are... Oh, there's Frank
Cusumano! Hey, there's Frank Cusumano on National Fox News.
Can we just keep an eye on that? And then if it pops up, Frank Cusumano at the White House. That is a happy
Amazing.
Camper.
Amazing.
Very happy camper. Blues at the White House celebrating a national championship and the Cardinals in game 4 praying to live another day. And I like I said before, if you missed it, the lineup for... the Cardinals tonight is extremely shaken up. I wish they would have done this in game 2 when there is still time to recover from it. So hopefully we can pull it out tonight. But it's Edmund, Martinez, Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, DeYoung, Bader, Wong, and Dakota Hudson is pitching, which is fantastic.
As much as I love Molina, he's not a number 5 hitter. I
don't know that he normally... Does he normally hit?
He does. Yeah, that's where he's been. That just shows the weakness of our lineup. Did they attend the game? Did the Blues go to the game last night or was that today?
I know they're supposed... I think they're supposed to go tonight. They didn't... I watched up until I think it was 6-0 last night and then I turned over to Fox News because, you know, job responsibilities and stuff and I couldn't take it anymore. But they never said anything about the Blues being there. I think they would have.
I did hear that not one single player on the Blues is protesting the visit to the White House.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That might be one of the first times a sports team invited to the White House has not had anybody skip it for political reasons.
And I think what's really cool about that is I'm not seeing any national coverage about it. It's just happening.
Yeah.
It's just existing. That's the first time, just like 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, when they showed Frank Cusimano at the White House on Fox News.
Shaking a kid's hand.
Yeah.
Looking like a pro.
Exactly. Like he belongs there. Maybe he's going to run. I'd vote for him. But you don't have the drama, the unnecessary drama around it. And I just think if you're one of these people who wins a championship and you very much so disagree with the president on something, and you have the opportunity to have a 4 to 5 minute audience with the president, say, and if you go on record and say, I'm not really comfortable like going to the White House and showing people that I support you, which is not what that visit is about. It's the people's house, remember? I think it's a great opportunity to say, this is something that's really on my mind. Like, let's say that somebody in the NFL who has been, you know, trying to bring attention to police brutality, if you win a championship and you get to go to the White House, this is an opportunity for you to have a face-to-face conversation of some capacity with the president of the United States. And if you decide to stay home, you're abdicating your responsibility as an activist, which you clearly are doing by protesting something, to have that audience. And if you have that audience with the president and he says something stupid to you, tell the world. That's fine. But ask for that conversation. Ask for the opportunity to hand the president of the United States a letter that explains exactly how you feel about things and ask for a response. You get to be in that position because you achieved maximum success, and you're missing out if you don't.
You win a national competition for volleyball coaching.
Thank you.
And you get
second grade YMCA volleyball.
You get invited to the White House, Obama's White House. Do you go?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would too.
I mean, it's the White House.
I know.
That's an opportunity of a lifetime.
I mean, we have to remember these are national sports figures, so they get a lot of things that we don't get anyway. So they could probably make a phone call and get a visit into places we couldn't get. So it's probably not as neat for them, but
gosh, I would think it would be though.
They still don't get invited to go into the White House very often. You win a national championship, you get invited to go to the White House. I think you got to go.
You're not voting for legislation there. Good grief. Congress doesn't even vote for legislation anymore. You're just going to recognize with your team that you achieve something in front of the American people. It's a national recognition. It doesn't have to be done. We don't have to be doing this. There's no constitutional requirement that if you win a sporting event that you have to be recognized at the White House. I mean, name somebody who has protested going to the White House.
The soccer girl, Megan
Rapinoe.
Yes.
As of late, she protested. Do you remember what she protested for?
Mm-mm. Just because she doesn't like Trump, I think that's it.
She wants everybody to love everybody. That was what she is probably, I forgot about her, but she's probably, since it's so current, she's probably somebody who I could associate her protesting going to the White House with what she was actually angry about in the first place. But tell me who these people are. Like, go back and give me a list of people who have refused to go. First of all, tell me what their names are. And second of all, tell me what they were protesting. Tell me why they weren't there. And if that hasn't resonated, not that it all has to resonate with me to count, but if that does not resonate and send the message with any lasting effect, then what are you doing? When you're sacrificing having an audience with the president, which most Americans don't get to do anyway, you're sacrificing having that audience. I think it's abdicating your responsibility as somebody who wants to civilly disagree with the person leading this country and is pretty much the most powerful person in the entire world.
And a lot of people say that they're being heroic by doing something like this. And it isn't. Just like what you're saying, if you have an opportunity, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say, well, I'm staying home, because you're not doing anyone any good.
And you earned it. By winning that championship, you've put yourself in a position to have that type of success. Own it. Yeah, I would never tell anybody to change what they believe or sacrifice something they believe so that they could go to the White House. But I would say own who you are and own what you believe and show up and be present for that and try to make a difference in a real impactful way. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Amy Illich is going to join us in studio, and I'm going to tell you what she has decided to do to try to help you as an Illinois state resident potentially have a brighter tomorrow.
She's going to make an announcement. TikTok, TikTok.
Let that sink in.
Let that sink in.
I will also tell you, Katie, something to let you sink in is that at Young Page Views, Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports has gotten back to me.
Yay!
He said he can call now. I told him, how about? I said, how about 240? So I'm waiting on that response.
Awesome.
So the TikTok on the Ben Freeman Barstool Sports, a huge Cardinals fan there with Barstool Sports, and he was very active in the Blues Stanley Cup playoff run. At 240, maybe. And if we do get him on at 240, you're going to want to tune into the webcam, 971talk.com/Annie, or YouTube, to watch Katie blush, because she loves her Barstool Sports people. Seriously. All right, quick break. When we come back, Amy Illich in studio with us. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Tuesday. It's Game 4 Day. This is Paul Goldschmidt's walk-up music, and it's also a Christian song, which I just think is absolutely
cool. That was his walk-up music.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jeremy Camp.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I love going to the Cardinals games and hearing the stuff and being like, oh, I like that little kiss to the people who are, it's not like out in the open. It's not a big thing. If you don't know it, you don't know it's a great song. And then you're like, oh, it's a Christian song.
Chick-fil-A does that. Did you notice that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
They play like instrumental versions of Christian songs that you wouldn't know unless you knew them.
That's fantastic. Cool. All right. We have a guest in studio that I'm very excited to welcome in here to the 97.1 studios. We have Amy Illich in here. Amy, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Annie.
So I've been talking and talking and talking for years about the irresponsibility of leadership here in the state of Illinois. It's an absolute disaster. I wish the National Republican Party would look at the state of Illinois and say, if you want Democrat control of everything, if you want to know what Democrat control in a Midwestern, middle of the country state, not what we think of New York and California, look no further than the state of Illinois. And people always say to me, well, Annie, what can we do? And Amy, you're doing something about it. You're running for the Illinois House of Representatives state representative seat in the 111th district to take on Monica Bristow, who is a recent She's new to the seat.
2 years.
And you are challenging her here in 2020. And Amy, it's fantastic to have you in here. I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. But first and foremost, you stepping into this role is a really, really important thing. And you're a great person. I've had so many people come say Amy is going to be fantastic. So it's great to have you in here.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
So the first thing that I want to talk to you about a little bit in the 111th, which would be your district. Tell me where that district is. Name some towns and some people who might be listening or who might know somebody who's in there so that they can say, hey, you need to check out Amy Illich and support her in her House race in 2020.
Sure. It's mostly Madison County. So we start up in Godfrey, Alton, East Alton, Bethalto, Wood River, Pontoon Beach, a little bit of Granite City. There's a few little areas in Jersey County as well near Elsa.
Mm-hmm. And as my memory serves me, Monica Bristow is the Democrat in that seat, currently won that seat last election by about 400 votes.
A little bit less than that.
I mean, like hardly, that is barely even a wink.
Exactly.
And so you have a very good chance of going in there and really representing the people of the 111th with some fiscal responsibility, some sanity, and taking it to Springfield where you can, as a Republican in the House of Representatives there, be one step closer to putting the brakes on Mike Madigan.
Absolutely.
You're a CPA?
I'm a CPA.
About money?
I do know a little bit, yes. So I've been a CPA for about 24 years now. So I've worked in accounting, finance. I'm a CFO currently. I have years of experience of working with small business clients and families, doing taxes, auditing local governments as well. So my experience, I think, is what is key.
So you have the experience, the know-how of the numbers and the technical stuff. When you, as somebody who is financially minded, just like somebody who's able to process these numbers, I can see the numbers. My head doesn't work and my brain doesn't think in that capacity. So I'm very grateful for people like you. But I can look at the numbers that are out there and I can see that we are in a heap of trouble here in the state of Illinois. What's your reaction to the current state of financial affairs in the state?
Well, it's hard to see, and it's hard to hear the frustrations that so many people have. It's not just you and I talking about these issues. It is everyone that I have talked to so far as I've been knocking on doors. The finances with many promises of it's going to get better. It's going to get better as soon as we increase your taxes. It hasn't gotten better. That's my years of frustration or your years of frustration as well.
When you were weighing the idea, should I run? Should I not run? Did you think maybe somebody else will do this? Maybe somebody more qualified will step up? Did you look around and see nobody stepping up and you want to put yourself into that position? How'd you get from identifying the problems that exist in the state of Illinois to the point where you said, I have to do something about this?
Well, again, the years of frustration have just boiled over for me. It was time and I felt compelled to get into the race now.
What about your friends and family, people who when you came out, you probably came out internally with your circle of trust. I guess that's what Robert De Niro would say. the people who are close to you say, I think I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. What kind of advice, encouragement, discouragement did people around you have?
Everyone has been wonderfully supportive. And I say that even with a family with many Democrats in the family. Everyone also believes, as I do, that it takes ordinary people stepping up and putting themselves into these situations and into these roles to help their communities.
Do you think that you can, so you're running as a Republican?
Yes.
Do you think that you can represent Republicans and Democrats in the 111th?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have many more things in common than we do differences.
What kind of things do you bring to the table that you think that the, you know, not the Republican or the Democrat in the 111th, but the person living in the 111th? I mean, there are so many things in our lives that are more important than our political affiliation. What kind of things do you support that you think would be a great representation of those people who live in your community?
Well, I'm a pro-life candidate, and I think that's one thing that isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. So mm-hmm. I definitely think that my voice for the unborn is something that will definitely set me apart. I won't just allow these things to happen within the state. I will be a strong voice.
So when I look at the amendment to the, it was a there was a mental health bill, and then we added the Reproductive Health Care Act to this amendment, to this bill, to try to get through the most progressive legislation in the country, from my estimation. Man, the rights that the unborn have in the state of Illinois right now are minimal, actually negligible to none. And we have in Katie Stewart's district, the district that I live in and the district that Ryan lives in, we have a clandestine building going up that turns out to be a massive like mecca for Planned Parenthood. Katie Stewart is championing that process. Katie Stewart and your opponent, Monica Bristow, have been co-sponsors of the Reproductive Health Care Act that repeals the Partial Birth Abortion Act, that says that women, mothers, expecting mothers can decide up until the very point of birth whether or not they want to allow that baby to live. It's their choice and their choice alone. I don't know that if you were to win the 111th seat, that all of a sudden we're going to be changing the abortion regulations in the state of Illinois. But I will say this. If you are somebody who is pro-choice in the state of Illinois, you need to make sure you understand what this Democratic majority has done, because I don't know anybody who's pro-choice that hears the truth about what we're doing in the state of Illinois that is that pro-abortion. And your advocacy for that is going to be huge in trying to bring some of those things back.
Absolutely. I will continue to advocate for the unborn and live by my faith.
I know in the last race within the 111th, the Second Amendment was a big issue. It will continue to be a huge issue. Madison County has passed legislation, or passed a referendum, I should say, that says that they're a sanctuary county. Are Second Amendment issues important to you? Do you have a strong advocacy in your gut to try to defend those Second Amendment rights?
Absolutely, I do. And because my husband and I, we live, you know, under I guess we're blessed that we live in an area that we can exercise our Second Amendment rights on our own property. We want to continue to do that. And our rights are under assault by the Chicago Democrats every day.
What do you think is the biggest threat facing the Illinois taxpayer going into that 2020 election with a supermajority of Democrats in the House, a supermajority of Democrats in the Senate, and a Democratic governor? What is really at stake if we don't pull back some of that Democratic control in Springfield?
Well, as you know, the progressive income tax will be on the ballot in 2020, the same time as this election in November, next November. This gives our legislators free rein to set those tax rates at whatever they feel is appropriate. I don't trust them to make decisions about the money. You know, I don't know a whole lot of people that do because of their record of mismanagement. So I think if, you know, if you feel like I do that they've mismanaged our money, then you should not be voting for the progressive income tax.
Well, we're speaking with Amy Ehlich, who is running for the 111th State House Representative seat currently held by Monica Bristow, who just won her first election last time, 2018. And she's going to have a strong fight in her. She barely squeaked by with a win in 2018. And we're hoping to be able to support you, Amy, going into 2020. Do you still looking for signatures to officially get on the ballot?
Absolutely. That's something that every candidate has to do to get on the ballot. I'm continuing to do that, knocking on a lot of doors. And it's great being able to talk to voters.
So in the 111th district, if you Google Illinois State House, Illinois 111th, we'll put that up, a link to the Illinois policy map too, to see what district you're in. If people want to come sign for you, and I'm going to personally right now ask, if you are an Annie Fry Show listener and you've ever thought, what can I do? Getting support behind these representatives early is a very huge thing, and getting these signatures right now is very important so they're not running up to the last minute. I'm going to ask you to find Amy and sign for her and do it on behalf of the Annie Fry Show, because I'm in the 112th, so I can't do that, correct? Does it have to be within your district?
Within the district,
it has
yes.
to be within the district, so I can sign for you. But if somebody wants to go sign as somebody who lives in that 111th, I would ask you very, very kindly to do that. Where would you direct them to go if they are interested in putting their name down behind you?
Absolutely. Find me on Facebook, Amy Ehlich for State Representative District 111. You can find out more about me, and you can find out how to contact me, and we'll make sure that we get your signature.
Well, I know people personally who have spoken very highly of you, and I've enjoyed meeting you, and I've enjoyed talking with the people in the Republican Party about your candidacy, and I'm hoping that you can take that seat, turn it red in the 111th district in 2020. And I would ask all the Annie Fry Show listeners in the 111th district, find Amy on Facebook. Her last name is spelled E-L-I-K, and connect with her and go sign for her and tell her you're coming from the Annie Fry Show and that she's got your support.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Amy, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. We look forward to seeing what comes in as we move towards 2020. And I'm going to continue to bring to you people who want to fight for you, who want to advocate for the Illinois taxpayer. And Amy Ehlich is definitely doing that. So find her on Facebook, Amy Ehlich for State Representative, District 111. And go like her Facebook page right now and share it with anybody who you know who is in or around that district, because we are all going to have to band together. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. And yes, it's October of 2019, but it's going to be November 2020 before you know it. Support Amy Ehlich and see what we can do going into 2020. Now, Katie, Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports says he's going to call here in just
a
minute.
I'm so excited.
And yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to give him your number, but you're married, so I can't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Well, I'll just text David first and see if he's okay
with
it.
Right,
he might be cool with it. I don't know.
No.
I'm going to ask Ben Freeman, who on Twitter is at Young Page Views. He's a huge St. Louis sports fan. He's from Chesterfield, but he's working at the mothership of Barstool Sports. He's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Cardinals game that's coming up tonight. I'm going to ask him if he thinks we can pull it off. And also, President Trump is hosting the St. Louis Blues right now. Good grief. Washington, D.C. is teeming with St. Louis people. We'll have all of that for you in just a minute.
Me, and now this is the road.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you today, Tuesday. Glad to be back from my brief little vacation where it seemed like everything broke and fell apart and it cost me a lot of money. But I'm glad to be back at work and still able to actually make money. So I will be buying a new vehicle, I think, and I will be buying a new lawnmower because the lawnmower caught on fire.
Crazy.
You cannot make this stuff up. In the middle of all of this craziness, there was some baseball being played. And it also seemed as though it was a dumpster fire. But we still have a game tonight, and we still have four games left that we can win for the St. Louis Cardinals. And so we have our guest on with us right now, Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports, also Barstool Outdoors. Ben, it's great to have you on the show today with us. Thanks for giving us a call.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
So I watched a little bit of the Facebook Live that you guys did last night while you were watching the Cardinals game, and your sentiments reflected mine. It was painful to watch. Game one and game two were painful to watch, and I'm wondering what your feelings are here about game four.
You know what? It can't get much worse, I don't think. So we're kind of just hoping that it can get 1% better, and that will be an improvement. And really, I mean, as far as winning the series, let's worry about one game first, and then we'll go from there, you know?
Yeah, completely. Many people will remember you, Ben Friedman with Barstool Sports, as at Young Page Views on Twitter, and also a rabid Blues fan. I saw you tweet last night something to the effect of, you remember when the Blues won Stanley Cup? That was great. Well, the Blues are celebrating at the White House tonight. They're in Washington, D.C. I think they're going to be attending the Cardinals game tonight as well. Have you heard that story?
I know they did last night, and I think they're going home after this, but I'm not sure. Maybe they are going tonight. Who knows? That we could use any sort of winning mojo there. So, I mean, listen, we got to remember the good times. That's all I was kind of trying to say in that tweet is like, this sucks, but you know what? It hasn't always sucked this year, and we went to the highest of highs. And honestly, this team going to the NLCS would have been something that was good. You know, if you said middle of the season, people would have been like, wow, that's an improvement. So
yeah,
who knows? You never know what can happen, but it certainly doesn't look great right now. But
it's not over.
It's not over. But I think people, and you don't want to be like losers mentality at all, but if they do lose in this round, I mean, making the NLCS was better than we would have thought earlier in the season. So it's something to build on for next year.
So we have the lineup for tonight's game here as we talk to Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports. And the lineup goes like this: Edmund, Martinez, Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, DeYoung, Bader, Wong, and then the pitcher Hudson. This is quite a different lineup than we've seen here as the Cardinals have been near hitless over the last few games. Do you think that this is going to have an effect, or do you think this is too little too late?
I mean, it really doesn't matter at this point as far as, like, if it's, you know, what you would conventionally think of as being good. Obviously, we've tried that not once, not twice, but three times. Obviously, there were some changes last night with Martinez, you know, and it just didn't add up to what we really were looking for. And honestly, it just feels anemic at this point. Every time they get even one person on, it feels like the odds of them driving them in are so low. When the Nationals scored the fourth run last night, it was like it felt like it was 50 to nothing. So, I mean, anything that's changing is going to be better. And I think, honestly, why not throw something different at them? I think this Nationals pitcher could give us our best chance that we've had so far, you know, compared to like guys like Scherzer and Strasburg. So you never know, too. It's like something, you know, get a little mojo going, win one game. And then honestly, if you win this game tonight, all you got to do is win the game tomorrow. And then all of a sudden you're coming home and everyone starts to look over their shoulder a little bit, you know?
For sure.
Ben, Ryan Wiggins, I'm going to break the rules a little bit and talk about the offseason before the season's over. Are there any moves that you think the Cardinals could potentially realistically make in this offseason to address the offense?
I mean, honestly, it's all going to come down to decisions that, you know, are we going to go after starting pitching? Is Wainwright coming back? You know, things of that nature that I think are going to dictate what kind of bats are going to be able to get. But, I mean, honestly, it's tough because, they look awful right now. There's no question about it. There's not a lot of positives to take away from this series. I guess the pitching hasn't been bad so far. We'll say that. But I don't know. It's tough, too, because you don't want to overreact to a bad, you know, week
series,
stretch,
or
three-game stretch. Yeah, I mean, the end of the Braves series, I was ready to say, this, you know, these guys are unbelievable. So it's like you really don't want to kind of make sweeping judgments right now. It's obviously probably the most negative time that we could possibly make decisions. Obviously, you'd want, you know, maybe a bigger bat in free agency if they could get, but it's like, once again, some of these guys, I mean, Ozuna at the end of that last series looked like a world beater. So it's like, yeah, they're having a tough time right now, but Goldschmidt, Ozuna, these guys are premier dudes anyways. You know what I mean? It's not like we're lacking like high-end batting like that, you
right.
know?
I mean, we are going to lose Ozuna, and their season offense has not been great. It seems like our series have been anomalies, whether they've been better than usual or, in this series, worse than usual, and we are going to lose Ozuna. So just something that I think that they're going to have to address.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I trust that they're going to put enough, you know, money into it, and I think they always have a plan, even though people like to get frustrated with them. I do think that as bad as it is right now, and once again, they win a game or two, and all of a sudden, it's like maybe everything's different, you know? So I don't know. And baseball is a streaky game like this, too. Look at the Cubs series where they won four straight in Wrigley, and it's like, oh, my God, these guys are untouchable, and then a week later, they barely clinched the division. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard not to overreact in these moments, but I think that, you know, I think definitely, obviously, like you said, you never want to count anything before it happens, but there's a chance that, you know, things in the offseason may be clearer and calmer heads, you know?
We're speaking with Ben Friedman, also known as Young Pageviews, with Barstool Sports, host of Barstool Outdoors. You're a St. Louis boy, as I understand it. You kind of are a part of the fabric of the whole Stanley Cup championship march that we had here. That was like, St. Louis just became one big happy family over the course of the tough parts and the really super exciting parts of that playoff run. What is it like to be a St. Louis Midwesterner in the heart of New York City, where I heard you saying last night on that Facebook Live, like, you talked a little bit about like the Cardinal way or the St. Louis way to do things. What's it like to be from here and in the biggest city there is?
I mean, sometimes it feels frustrating and lonely. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I wish I was back there, actually quite a few times. But I mean, honestly, it's just kind of a relief, because when things are crazy here, people are nuts. It's like, all right, I know that there is a place where people are a little more sane in the way that I'm used to being, you know? So I guess that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, that there's kind of a calmer, you know, more, I guess, down to earth place that I'm used to. And I miss it a lot, in the sense that things just seem to move slower, you know? So it's not as negative. It's not as like, you know, like people aren't quick to just trash on stuff. It seems like in St. Louis, things are a little more, you know, I guess kind of like fun and good natured, at least in my opinion. I'm sure every place thinks that, but I mean, well, New York people might not think that, but I don't know. I it's taught me to kind of value the people of the Midwest. Whereas before, I may have thought things were boring living there, or this or that. And then you kind of get over here, you're like, oh man, I miss that way of life.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments about that Midwestern nice that I don't think we even know that we have here, and until you get out and you kind of see the relativity of that. We enjoy following Barstool Sports here. I mean, we are, generally speaking, we talk a lot of news, politics, life events, culture, but we also talk sports as well, as Cardinals fans and as Blues fans here. And Katie is my producer. She is a huge – I am a huge sports fan. I started in sports talk radio. Katie knows, I'm going to be nice here, very little about sports, but she is a Barstool fanatic. And of all of the guests that we have ever had, we've had Trump, people from the Trump family on this show. When I told her that you were coming on the show today, she gasped. She physically gasped. She was so excited that you were coming on here, and she pretty much gave me a precursor of everything I needed to know about you. So, Katie, you want to say anything to him?
I just love you guys' program. I love your outdoor program. I follow Barstool Sports, and like Annie just said, I am not a sports girl, but you guys are hilarious. You keep me laughing all the time. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you. The good news is about it, it's honestly not as intense sports stuff a lot of times, or a lot of times trying to find like the fans' perspective, are kind of like just funny side stories that aren't as focused on just the X's and O's, because, you know, so many people can kind of just go beat people over the head with stats and this and that. And, you know, it's interesting sometimes. I definitely read a lot of stuff at night, but, you know, a lot of times it's just quick things that you want to see on social media, or, you know, check in with your friends. Like, what are you going to talk about at a bar, this or that?
And yeah.
A lot of times that's the more fun stuff to talk about anyway.
Well,
know?
We're huge advocates for free speech, and as we were saying before, Barstool Sports may not be for everybody, but it is for anybody, and it's kind of what it's all about here. So we're very grateful that you gave us some time today. Maybe we'll get you back on when we're later on in the NLCS and we're still playing. What do you say?
Hopefully, yeah. I like that. I like that attitude. So hopefully you have them back on. Maybe if they win, it'd just be a good new ritual. You know what I mean? Then we'll bring it home for them.
100%. Yeah, we'll celebrate with you. We'd love to celebrate another championship with you here in town.
Oh, man. I would love that. I would absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We'll connect again, and I encourage everyone to go follow you on Twitter at Young Pageviews, and check out a show, Barstool Outdoors. Thanks so much, Ben. Great to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you guys soon.
Yep, you bet. Katie?
My heart's racing.
Do you personally know, like,
I
follow
love it.
Him? There's a lot of people on Barstool, but you know who he is.
Yes, because of he brought his chinchilla to all of the games and everything like that. And so that's why I'm like, wow, he seems
serious?
Like a really cool person.
There are a lot of things in the Blue Stanley Cup championship run that made the whole thing have more character. Mm-hmm. Layla was one of them. Brett Hull was one of them.
Layla was at the White House with President Trump.
Yep. Ben so Friedman cool. and his chinchilla was one of them. Mm-hmm. So super excited to be able to get him on here, and maybe we'll do it again. Let's win game four tonight, and we'll reconsider tomorrow. We'll make plans all through the show and squeeze them in right there at the very end. Podcast available at radio.com. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.